Fox Markets podcast with Justin West.
And joining me on the podcast right now, Zach, three charts in 3 minutes, movie on news. Okay, Zach, you're all right, morning, you're all right, fella?
I'm very well, thank you, Justin.
Cool. All right, the first one, it's out of the gates. I'm glad I hold some stock here. It's EVRH Holdings, and it's EVRH, its subsidiary. It's all about virtual reality, and its subsidiary, Melody VR, has entered into an agreement with Telefonica in Germany, the largest mobile communication provider in Germany. So big I'm coughing. But it's good news for that. About 30%. Yeah, that was a real cough, unfortunately.
Okay,
yeah.
All right. Basically, well, I've actually used one of these things. It's very impressive, in fact.
Yeah,
it's
they
better,
are.
It's better than reality, I would say. Yeah. But anyway, rising July trend channel there on the daily chart. Resistance line heading for 2.5 pence, even after today's gap to the upside. I would probably be looking for any type of retracement back towards the previous 1.8 resistance. But it doesn't look like we're going to get it. Probably looks as though we're going to hit 2.5 first and then come back. So support 1.8, resistance 2.5.
Okay, I'm just going to finish off there. It's going to showcase a light version of Melody VR app across Telefonica's 665 O2 stores. That's a lot of stores. Okay, next one, Mobile Streams, MOS. Please announce that they've, in relation to its operations in India, that they've exceeded the milestone of 50,000 active subscribers. MOS, what do you reckon on the chart, Zach?
Gap through the 50-day moving average. You know what that means.
That's the rocket booster.
We know what that means, let's say. Top of the range here was 8 pence, or towards 8 pence in April, May. So I'm assuming that with this gap through the 50-day average at 4.22, we're on our way. Previous resistance, 4.75 pence. So I'd like to see that held over the next couple of sessions. If we do, then I would have thought we would be going back towards 7.75, 8 pence over the next month or so.
All right, and the last one, IRR, it's Iron Ridge Resources, announces the acquisition of a highly prospective hard rock lithium tenement package and associated access rights to historic lithium resource in Ghana. Lithium is the hot commodity at the moment, isn't it?
It certainly is, as long as it's not in one of those Tesla cars. Or one, doesn't it have a tendency to burn up or something?
Yeah, or the new Samsung phone, which is a battery there, I think was caught on fire. That's right, yeah.
But we still like lithium anyway.
Well, that is a hot stock, though. It's catching on fire.
Exactly.
A hot commodity. What do you think of
IR? Rising trend channel from July, support towards the 50-day average of 10.9. While we're above that, I think we're going as high as 24 pence, which is the top of that July channel. So I think we discussed it before and in July, and it doubled and tripled, and it looks like it's going to nearly double again now.
Marvellous. Cheers, Zach. Speak tomorrow, maybe.
Thank you.
The Fox Markets podcast with Justin Waite.